in Hutchinson, Kansas. This game is brought to you by Capco Petroleum, by Burger King, Realty World, Alpha Realty, by Olson Levitt Insurance, by Tri-State Office and Music Supply, and by Western Village in Mesquite, Nevada. Associate sponsors include Dixie Loop Center, Jones Paint and Glass, J&J Mill and Lumber, Bateman Pharmacy, and by Hanson's Auto Body.
Back at Hutchinson, Kansas, where we're about to bring you Dixie versus Midland College for the second championship round game of this day's action in round three of the NJCAA championship. Vincennes defeating Tunxas College a little bit earlier, just in the game just previous. Vincennes coming up with the victory, and the winner and loser of this ball game will meet the respective winner and loser. Vincennes for the winner. The loser gets Tunxas. Tunxas, the team that picked up its first loss of the year. Let's take a quick 60-second break and be back with the starting lineups of Dixie and Midland. Back in 60 seconds.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant. You know, we've heard an awfully lot lately about IRA accounts from banks and other institutions. Olson and Levitt Insurance in St. George would like to let everyone know about a meeting concerning IRA accounts on March 30th at 7 p.m. in the new Washington County Library. Olson and Levitt Insurance will have Bob Turner representing Allstate Insurance in attendance to discuss the advantages of having an IRA account through an insurance company. For further information, phone Olson Levitt Insurance at 628-0453.
Back in Hutchinson, Kansas, pretty healthy following for Dixie. Has come in from St. George and surrounding areas, and more coming in today. And today there's been a significant following from Midland, Texas has come in. And there's a lot of cheering on each side of the floor. Dixie tonight, instead of being in white uniforms like they were last night, or I should say the home grays, get the visiting red. For some reason, the ball players want to play in the visiting red uniforms. I don't know if it's a superstitious situation, whether they feel more comfortable in the reds, whether they like them better, whatever. We'll wait and see. And Rodney Rebel is still here, clapping hands to the ball players as they're ready to go. Brent Wade, Eddie Benson, Chris McMullen, Ron Entz, and Tom Roberts to start for Dixie. For Midland, it's Bud Webb, the little 5'6" ball player, along with Huntus Wilson, Lance McCain, Jerome Crow, and Chester Smith. Let's see if we can take another quick 60-second break and be back with play-by-play. Back in 60.
Adventures on the home front.
Yeah, Bozo Brothers Real Estate.
Hi, my wife and I came in to see you a month ago about finding a house for us. Name is Jones. Uh-huh. You said you'd help us buy our perfect dream house. Yep. Did you find it?
What?
Mr. Bozo, I think we'll call another agency.
Wait a minute. I got your file running to my lunch here. Let's
what?
See. You wanted a two-story pastrami with attached hard roll. Hold the mail.
What?
Buying a home may be the most important investment you make in your life. That's why you need the help of a realtor you can trust.
For your next real estate purchase or sale, see your Realty World agents in St. George, 246 West St. George Boulevard.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State. At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display their fine merchandise. At Tri-State Office Supply, they have everything you need, from home, school, and office supplies to those special little gifts for all those special occasions. See them as soon as you can. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Back at Hutchinson, Kansas, Dixie versus Midland College. Midland is kind of the Cinderella team. The fans have taken Midland to heart. Fans also like Dixie, so it's going to be a division of the troops tonight. Some rooting for Midland, some for Dixie. And it's going to be a wild one. Midland, Texas has the resemblance, team-wise, except for the big rugged center, has a resemblance of the University of Texas El Paso national championship team, with a little guard who can jump out of the gym. And a lot of pencil-thin guards and forwards. big difference is UTEP, or then Texas Western, had Big Daddy Dave Latin in the middle, and he was a 60-cent bus ride just to get around. And Chester Smith in the middle for Midland College has some muscle, but nowhere near like Big Daddy Latin. He's a good one, though. Roberts to jump against number 40, Chester Smith. Smith, all-conference, first-team all-region. Three first-team all-region ball players for Midland, two for Dixie. Tap goes to number 12, Prentice Wilson. Wilson into the corner, shot up by McCain, over the basket. Rebound, Smith, follow-away jumper, no good. Rebound put up and no good by Wilson. Rebound brought down by Chris McMullen. So Midland, with three shots at the basket, couldn't convert. Quickly to Tom Roberts in the corner to Brent Way. Man-to-man defense by Midland. Chris McMullen in the middle. Jump shot, pass to the baseline to Anthony. In and out with a shot. Rebound brought down by Chester Smith. So Dixie misses this first shot. But Webb to the basket. Layup good. Foul on Benson. Webb gets basket number one. Benson gets foul number one. The basket should count. And a chance for a three-point play for little Spud Webb. 5'6", 130 pounds, soaking wet. Shades of Vic Kelly, who used to play for College of Southern Idaho. Only Kelly was muscular and could jump out of the gym. Webb looks like a ninth grader. Shot up and good by Webb. Make it 3-0. And full court trap pressure by Midland. Eddie Benson, double team to backcourt. To Tom Roberts, still in backcourt. Dixie trying to break the press. Roberts, lead pass to McMullen. Baseline, layup with the left hand. Good, Chris McMullen. Dixie breaks the press for his first basket of the night. 3-2, Midland out in front of Dixie. Midland has a history of a hot first half and a struggling second half. Dixie, never quite sure. Sometimes they have the good first half. Sometimes they just have the good second half. Sometimes they put it all together. At the angle, McCain makes the move. Layup shot, bank shot, no good. Rebound tapped out in front, picked up by Wilson. Wilson, ball knocked away. Gets it back. Wilson against Vance. Out in front it goes to Spud Webb. Jump pass to Wilson. Knocked away. Wilson gets it back. Left-handed shot up. Blocked by Roberts. Wilson gets it back. Left-handed up and in. So Midland getting shot after shot at the basket. As the rebound volleyballs out over the Dixie heads and into the hands of Midland. 5-2. Midland with the lead. Pass intended in deep. Deflected by Wilson. Out of bounds. To Dixie under their own basket. Intended for ends. Ends to inbound for the Rebels. The Chaparrals of Midland, Texas. Versus the Rebels of St. George, Utah. And inbound to Eddie Benson. Midland into a 2-3-2 zone. Benson from the top of the key. Shot no good. Rebound. Ants shot short. Rebound Ants. No good. Rebound Roberts. Roberts with the left hand. Short. Rebound tapped around. Roberts gets it again. Taken away and jump ball call between Roberts and number 24, Jerome Crow. A lot of contact underneath on both sides. And they're letting it go. This time, Dixie had the same situation that Midland had last time. Volleyballing the ball around on the rebound. Ants to inbound. Does so underneath the Roberts. Ball slapped away. Back to Ants in the corner. Ants out in front. It goes to Eddie Benson. Benson looks for help. 2-3 zone on the inbound play by Midland. Shades of Dixie. Lob in deep to Ants. Head fakes. Ants one bounce dribble. Can't get the shot away. Ball knocked away. There's a foul away from the action. Or is it a 3-second violation? Maybe a foul on Wade. Let's see. Foul or 3 seconds? 3 second violation. Turnover by Dixie. 17:58 left in the first half. It's 5-2 Midland. Midland, the darling of the fans right now. Pass to Chester Smith. At the angle, it goes to Pettis Wilson. Pass in deep. Intended for McCain. Correction. Crow knocked away by Dixie. Off of Crow's knee. Out of bounds to Dixie. Benson and Wade in backcourt. This will be a quick team. One of the quickest that Dixie has faced this year. Matching with Compton and Cypress for quickness. It's going to be a dandy. And we're on KDXU and KZ Easy with the game. Pass by Benson, too big. Over the head of McMullen off the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds. Turnover by Dixie. Dixie making some costly turnovers. They cannot afford to do that. Webb against Benson. Bounce pass at the angle. Goes to Wilson. Lob pass alley-oop to Wilson for the slammer. Wilson got the screen, went around behind, got the alley-oop pass from Webb and slammed it home. 7-2 Midland. Ants to the baseline. Ball knocked away. Ants comes down with a travel call on Dixie. Ants complains that he got the hit on the wrist. The official said, no, it was a clean block. And so it's out of bounds. Dixie not getting the offense untracked against a very quick Midland, Texas team. Spud Webb to bring the ball up court slowly against Brent Wade. At the angle, it goes to Puntis Wilson, All-American candidate. Lob pass to the baseline. Smith, turnaround. Good from 10 feet. Chester Smith, basket number one. Make it 9-2. Midland out in front, and Dixie has their work cut out for them. Trap on Eddie Benson. To Roberts at the angle. Back to Eddie Benson. Benson whirls. Behind the back dribble at the top of the key, looks for help. Pass at the angle, picked up by Wade. It was deflected. Quick hands of Jerome Crow. Benson at the guard line, looks for Wade, has it to Wade. Wade doesn't get it to McMillan in the corner. Wade bounced past to Benson. Benson left alone at the free throw line. Good with the jump shot. Benson, basket number one. It's 9-4. Dixie cuts the margin. 16-23 left in the first half. And right now, Midland with the advantage at the angle. It goes to McCain. McCain out in front to Pettis Wilson. Right side, Spud Webb. In deep to Smith. Turnaround from 10. Good, Chester Smith. Smith with basket number two on the night. Make it 11-4. Back to a 7-point lead by Midland. Benson at the point. Midland quick on defense. Almost a 1-3-1 zone. Shades of a matchup zone. But a 1-3-1 zone thrown out by Midland. Hot man front. Brent Wade at the angle. Bounce pass. Deep to Roberts. In deeper to McMullen. Layback shot. Good. Chris McMullen. McMullen, who had 39 points yesterday, has his second basket. 11-6. Back to a 5-point lead. McCain looks for help. Gets it out in front to Pontus Wilson. Guarded by Ant. Ball stolen by McMullen. 2-on-1 fast break. McMullen to Ants to the baseline. Ants reverses down the baseline. Right-hander. Good. Ron Ants. Ants with the move. Reverse. And back of an end. Make it 11-8. Dixie cutting the margin to 3. Dixie being patient with that man-to-man defense. At the angle, Pundus Wilson. He can shoot from out or from in deep. Pass to Webb. Jump shot. Banks. No good. High for the rebound. Ants knocked away. Picked up by Roberts. Tom Roberts, one bounce dribble, and then leaves it for Eddie Benson. Here comes Dixie. 15 minutes left in the first half. 11-8, Midland out in front, and Dixie ready to play. So is Midland. This is going to be a dandy quarterfinal game. In the corner, it goes to Brent Wade. Out in front to Eddie Benson. At the point to Ron Ants, right angle to Chris McMullen. Now man-to-man defense by Midland. They'll change the defenses. Benson cannot penetrate. Goes into the corner to Chris McMullen. Right side. McMullen drives baseline against Smith. Layback shot. No good. Tap. No good. Rebound. Ants off his hands. Taken by Wilson. Saves it inbounds. Lead pass comes to McCain. Thrown away. Picked up by Benson. McCain gets it back. Jump shot. McCain. No good. Rebound. Ants. Ron Ants with a string of 12 double-figure rebounding day a game. Gets that one. Wade quickly into forecourt. Drives. Puts it up off the basket. Out of control. Foul goes to Chester Smith. Wade to shoot. Two. Wade a little bit out of control like he was in the second half against Mercer. Timeout Midland. 14:50 left in the first half. 11-8 Midland back in 60 seconds.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village. At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
Capco Petroleum takes care of all your petroleum product needs. They have ARCO stations throughout color country. They can supply your heating oil as well as gasoline and diesel for your equipment. And at their TVA warehouse, you'll find all major brands of motor oil, plus tires, batteries, filters, shocks, and other products at the lowest prices in southern Utah. And with all of that, service to their customers is still their most important product. Visit Capco's warehouse today at 225 North 100 West in Cedar City.
Team 15 left in the first half of play. Brett Wade at the free throw line to shoot two. Wade without a score tonight. First shot by Wade, up and good. Brett Wade cuts the margin to two. 11-9. Midland out in front. Wade can cut it back to one. Shot up and good by Brett Wade. And Wade, with his first 2 points of the night, actually had 11 last night. Full court pressure by Dixie. Webb being chased by Wade. At the angle, it goes to Pontus Wilson. Wilson, baseline, jump shot over Roberts. Good, Pontus Wilson. Wilson, the leading scorer for Midland with a 23.3 point per game average. Benson, pass at the angle, stolen by Midland. Layup by Webb, good. Webb didn't go for the slammer. He got the layup. Turnover by Dixie. And suddenly it's a 5-point lead, 15-10. 13:44 left in the first half. Olas Dockery ready to come into the lineup. Maybe a sign to Wilson, and we may see a change in the defensive assignment. cross court. Roberts goes to Brent Wade. Head fake. Can't get the shot away. Back to Benson. All alone at 20. Shot good. And he bends it. Dixie getting warm. 15-12. Back to a three-point margin. Wes McCain picked up by McMullen. Down the keyhole. McCain lays it off to number 24, Crow. Bounce pass at the angle to Chester Smith. Shot from 15. Good by Chester Smith. Midland, who shot well in the first half, had problems in the second half last night. We may be back to the 1-3-1 zone. We are for Midland. Well-coached team by a Kansas native who has relatives in Hutchinson, Jerry Stone. Brent Wade penetrates. Jump pass goes to Roberts. Loses the basketball. Hustles after it and gets it back. Benson into the middle to Ant. Thrown away. Too big. Lead pass comes up to McCain. Crow lays it up. Followed by Wilson. Good. So Dixie tosses the ball away, and Wilson gets his fourth basket. Back to a seven-point lead, 19-12. Dixie, turnovers costing them here in the first half with 12:35 left in the first half. Chris McMullen back to Eddie Benson at the point. 2-3 zone now by Midland, changing of zone defenses. Benson at the angle goes to Brent Wade. Wade, jump shot from 20, short off the front of the rim, all alone for the rebound is Chester Smith. Here comes Midland on the fast break. Webb all alone for two. 21-12. Midland threatening to blow Dixie off the floor. But once again, Midland had the good first half last night and struggled in the second, and that's been a history for Midland, according to Coach Jerry Stone. Benson at the right angle, it goes to Tom Roberts. Pass to McMullen. Deflected, picked up by Midland. Once again, Dixie comes down court without getting the shot. At the point, Spud Webb directing traffic. Man-to-man defense by Dixie, and Midland eating it alive right now. Turnaround by Crow, short. Tap, no good. Rebound brought down by Roberts. Wilson there for the tap and missed it. 21-12. Midland finally misses again. Benson on the wing to Brent Wade. Jump shot from 15. Good, Brent Wade. Wade gets his first basket. Make it 4 points for Wade. 21-14. Dixie cuts the margin back to seven. Half-court pressure by Dixie. Bud Webb against Wade. Webb, I'll have to work tonight against Wade. But Webb, quick, leading the team in assists. Penetrates. Jump pass. Thrown out of bounds by Webb. Webb makes things happen, a little bit like Casper Ware, who played for Yavapai. He'll make some things happen, shake some people up. Into the lineup comes number 20, Rodney McChriston for Midland. And number 42, Justin Moret, a 6'5 freshman. So the reserves in. Ola Zachary in for Dixie. First substitution, Benson out. 21-14, Dixie by 7. Midland by 7. Dockery at the right angle, it goes to Brent Wade. Wade, bounce pass to Ola Dockery, trying to get it in deep to Roberts at a high post, goes into the corner to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help, out in front to Ola Dockery. Dixie needs a good shot right now. Ron Ants double-teamed quickly, trying to get it to McMullen. They have McMullen trapped pretty well. Long jump shot, Wade, short, off the front of the rim, in the corner, picked up by Chester Smith. Left hands it up court to Spud Webb, 3-on-3, fast break. Webb from 10, shot short. Rebound, Ron Ants. Ant, outlet pass to Ola Dockery. 2-on-2, fast break. Dockery leaves it for Chris McMullen in the corner. McMullen out in front to Ron Ant. Ant against that 2-3 zone to Dockery. To Wade at the angle, penetrates. Out in front it goes to Dockery. To the high post to McMullen. Back into the corner to Wade. Wade almost juggled it out of bounds. Back to Dockery out in front. 2-3 zone by Midland. To the high post to Tom Roberts. Bounce pass to McMullen in deep. Turnaround from 10. Good, Chris McMullen. McMullen gets his third basket of the night. 21-16, 5-point lead by Midland. And Spud Webb to walk it into forecourt. Webb at the angle goes to number 20. That's Rodney McChriston. McChriston against McMullen, trying to get it in deep to Smith and let him go to work. Midland likes to be the perimeter shooting team, but they will try to penetrate periodically. Try to penetrate more tonight than they did against Westark. Out in front it comes to number 42, Moret. At the angle, jump pass goes to Puntis Wilson, who puts it in from 15. Wilson, fifth basket of the night. Dixie has not stopped Wilson. 23-16. 7-point lead once again by Midland. 9:34 left in the first half. Roberts to the point to Ola Dockery. Back to Tom Roberts at the angle, who was held scoreless last night. Back out in front to Dockery. Right side to Brent Wade. Wade looks for help. Hook pass cross court to Chris McMullen. Against that 2-3 zone to Ola Dockery. Back to Chris McMullen. Jump shot out of the corner, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Midland. Midland having the rebounding advantage underneath. Bounce pass to Moret for the layup. Spud Webb to Moret. Back to a 9-point lead, 25-16. And Midland showing how quick they are against Dixie. Dixie has an even matchup right now, and Midland doing the job. Bounce pass in deep. McMullen, head fakes, right-handed muscle shot. No good. Tap out in front, right into the hands of Puntis Wilson. Ball knocked away, picked up by Moret. At the angle, stolen by Dockery. Dockery, fast break the other way. Dockery, down the keyhole. Cuts right to the baseline. Still has the dribble. Into the quarter. Clears it out in front at the angle to Tom Roberts. At the point, Ron Ants. Jump shot. Good, Ron Ants. Ants, basket number two on the night. 25-18. Back to a seven-point lead by Midland. And Webb. Walking it into forecourt against Wade at the angle. It goes to Wilson, back to Webb. Out in front, it goes to Justin Moret. Against Dixie's man-to-man to the baseline to Wilson. Gets in front of Ants, puts the shot over the basket. Rebound on the floor, struggle for it, and Ola Dockery gets it in the corner. Dockery behind the back dribble. Dockery, just what Dixie needed off the bench tonight. Dockery at the angle. Deep left angle to Brent Wade. Out in front to Tom Roberts. Jump shot from 22. Good, Tom Roberts. Roberts, first basket of the tournament. And make it 25-20, 5-point lead by Midland. Dixie trying to cut the margin again. 7:54 left in the first half. Spud Webb to the high post. It goes to Moret. Back to Webb. Webb against Dockery. Jump shot from 20. Too long. Rebound. Ron in. Tapped it. In the air. Picked out by Chris McMullen. Foul will go to Justin Moret. Or is it to McMullen? It looks like it will go to Moret. And that's only the second personal foul on Midland. Only call it. Let's check. I believe it's Moret. Into the lineup comes number 24. That's Jerome Crow for Midland. I believe it was on Moret, number 42. Yes, it is. That's the first personal on Moret, and only the second team foul. So Dixie may set a record for the lowest fouls between two teams. Shot up by Roberts over the basket. Rebound brought down by Midland. Late pass. Comes to McCain, long jump shot, short, rebound in the corner, brought down by Brent Wade. Wade comes up court. Fast dribble, Wade goes around Spud Webb, down the keyhole, wing to Ron Lance, who puts it up and in from five. Answer the angle, cuts the margin. 25-22, three-point lead by Midland, with 7:05 left in the first half, and Dixie putting some pressure on. Spud Webb walking into forecourt. Midland likes to run. But this time they're at a stroll into forecourt. Out in front it goes to Chester Smith against Roberts. Left angle. It goes to McCain. McCain against Vance. Penetrate. Back to Webb. Webb trying to penetrate. Jump shot. No. Gets the pass to Smith. Puts the shot up. No good. Foul. Away from the action. Goes to whom? Apparently Ron Entz. Ron Entz picks up personal foul number one. And that's team foul number two on Dixon. Common foul on the rebound. It's out of bounds to Midland under their own basket. Or do they rule on the shot? Yes, they do. Chester Smith. I thought that Entz was on the far side. Apparently not. B. Flint into the lineup for the first time tonight. Wes Hymas into the lineup for the first time tonight for Dixie. McChriston, McCain, Webb, Smith, and Wilson is out of there right now. First shot good by Chester Smith. Smith, who has three baskets, makes it 26-22, and that's his 7 points of the night. Smith's fourth leading scorer, 15.3 average, now has 8 points on the night. Flint, McMullen, and Olas Dockery bringing the ball up court. 6:40 left in the first half of play. Dockery at the angle, looks for help. Midland will run you to death, but Dixie likes to run also. DeBrent Wade at the point. Man-to-man defense now by Midland. To Wes Hymas, DeBrent Wade to Chris McMullen. McMullen to Hymas under the basket. Turnaround five-footer over the basket. Rebound, Flint. Good! B. Flint gets basket number one on the night. Flint right there, 27-24. Make it a three-point lead for Midland. With 6:14 left in the first half of play. Webb and Wade doing battle. Webb with the basketball. Out in front it goes to Chester Smith against Flint. At the left angle, it goes to McChriston. Ball knocked away, and there's a foul out in front on the pass. It will go to number 24, Wes Hymas is our man. Hymas is the guy reaching in. That's the 13th foul on Dixie. Common foul out of bounds to Midland under their own basket. Ready to come back in as Pontus Wilson, Mr. Everything, except for Webb, for Midland, Texas. Wilson, outstanding ball player, pencil thin. In fact, you can see the number two and lead field on the side. Out in front. He goes to number 24, that's Crow. Jerome Crow, now Dixie into a 2-3 zone on the inbound play. At the angle to Pontus Wilson. Wilson out in front to Anthony Spud Webb. Dixie now shifts into the man-to-man as Midland wants to face that man-to-man. Out in front to Chester Smith. At the right angle, it goes to Pontus Wilson against Hymas. Wilson shoots over Hymas. Shot up and good. Pontus Wilson. Wilson just will not miss. Six baskets for Wilson. 29-24. 5-point lead again. 1-3-1 zone. The Diamond for Midland, Texas, to the high post. It goes to Steve Flint. Turns around from 20. Shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Wilson. As the rebound came out on Wilson's side. 29-24. Flint normally hits those shots. Wilson against McMullen. In deep to Smith. Turn around over Flint. No good. Rebound tapped around. Saved by Midland, but picked up by Wade. Wade against Webb. Lays it up and in. Brent Wade went up and over. Spud Webb, and that's no mean feat. 29-26, three-point lead by Midland. Dixie battling from behind throughout this first half. 4:55 left in the first half. Webb at the angle goes to number 14, McCain. In deep, turnaround by Crow. Too long, rebound, Hymas. Hymas tears down the rebound to Brent Wade. Three-on-two fast break. Wade to Dockery. Baseline, one-bounce dribble, back to Wade. Clears it out in front to Hymas. In deep to McMullen. Whirls with the left hand, puts it up. No good. Travel call on McMullen. McMullen took one too many steps trying to get the shot away. Turnover by Dixie. Costly turnover. Dixie could have cut it 2-1. 4:35, and that's exactly where McMullen wanted it. The ball in deep to him. 4:31 left in the game. Not much in the way of fouls, but both teams playing good, strong, clean defense, and not much hitting and slapping of the ball. Good, clean ball game to watch. Fun one. In deep. It goes to Crow. Back out in front to McCain. Drives against McMullen. McCain dishes it way out in front to Anthony Webb. Webb picked up by Wade. Midland ready to start the offense once again. Webb bounce pass in deep to Smith. Turn around with the right hand. No good. Rebound. Steve Flint. Smith went down. Flint got the rebound. Now to Brent Wade. Wade to bring it into forecourt. On the slow dribble down the sidelines, it goes to Wes Hymas. Hymas looks for help to Ola Dockery in the keyhole. Shot up short. Rebound brought down by Wilson in front of Dockery. Outlet pass stolen by Flint. Jump shot. Good. Steve Flint. Flint took it right away from Midland and then hit the jump shot. 29-28. 1-point lead by Midland. Here comes Webb. Starting the offense against Wade. Out in front. It goes to number 24, Crow. Good with the right hand. It's a little tough to determine whether this crowd is rooting for Dixie or for Midland. I got a feeling it might be leaning a little bit towards Dixie, but I'm not sure. This crowd also loves Midland. 31-28, three-point lead, Midland. Wade to Dockery. Jump shot from 20. In and out, no good. Tap by McMullen, no good. Rebound into the hands of Midland. 1-on-3, fast break. Now 3-on-3 to the baseline to McCain. Lean in with the right hand. Good, McCain. So Midland brings it out again to a five-point lead, 33-28. Dixie has gotten it as close as one now. And slowly inching back, Eddie Benson ready to come back in. 2-3 zone, or is it that 1-3-1? 1-3-1, the diamond. With Chester Smith right in the middle, lob cross-court, goes to Ola Dockery. 33-28, Midland lead. Out in front to Dockery, in deep to McMullen, back to Ola Dockery. Dockery looks for help, lob cross-court, goes to Brent Wade. Dixie refuses to be blown off the floor and staying close. Dockery in the keyhole. Dishes back away. Jump shot from 22. Good. Brent Wade at the angle. Third basket of the night. 8 points for Brent Wade, the son of the college president. 33-30. Back to a three-point lead for Midland. 2:18 left in the first half of play. Webb to the high post. It goes to Crow. Back to Webb. Give and go. Webb loses it off his foot. Out of bounds to Dixie. With 2:11 left. Key turnover for Midland. Midland has not made that many turnovers tonight. Out comes Crow. In comes Justin Moret. Out comes Wade. In comes Eddie Benson, and Wade gets a round of applause. 8 points to Brent Wade. Benson to bring the ball up court. Benson looks to the bench briefly and then comes up court. 2-3 zone now by Midland. Benson at the angle to Dockery. Left angle goes to McMullen. To Hymas, back to McMullen. McMullen to the high post to Flint. Flint looks for help. In deep to McMullen. Deflected and thrown away. Midland collapsed on McMullen, driving his Webb. Fall away with a 10-footer. No good. Tap good. And it will go to number 14. That's McCain with the basket. Back out to a 5-point lead, 35-30. Flint thought he had the pass to McMullen. It was deflected by the quick hands of Midland. McMullen to Eddie Benson. Benson looks for help. Benson trying to find somebody. Lob to Dockery. Deflected out of bounds by Midland. Diving for it was Huntus Wilson with a quick hand. Wilson has a great first step. He gets there in a hurry. Proved that last night with a block on the shot by Kelly Brew of West Ark. Out comes Dockery. Back in comes Brent Wade. Wes Hymas. Inbounds to Brent Wade. Ron Ants, who is playing with a cold, sitting on a bench right now. To Flint, to Wade. At the right angle, it goes to Eddie Benson. Benson penetrates. Wants to take the shot, cannot. Lob cross court goes to Brent Wade. Dixie trying to get it in deep to McMullen. Smith will not let it get there. 35-30, Midland by 5. Dixie needs the basket. Benson into the corner, looks for help, clears it out in front to Steve Flint, away from the basket, to the high post to Hymas, back to Benson. Head fakes, jump shot from 10, shot no good. Rebound tap by Hymas, tap by Midland, picked up by Justin Moret. So the rebound bouncing to Midland right now. Dixie getting one shot, and that's about it normally. 42 seconds left. Midland may go for the last shot. 35-30. Midland has led by as much as 9 a couple of times. Dixie's brought it back as close as 1, but has never led in this game. Four corners offense now by Midland with 29 seconds left. They'll go one-on-one. McCain clears it in near the 10-second line to Puntis Wilson, picked up by Wes Hymas. Wilson travels with a basketball. Wilson had to come up. Took a step with a basketball, and that was it for Wilson. Turnover by Midland, a key turnover. Midland has not had that many in this ball game. Wade and Benson in backcourt. 19 seconds left. Will Dixie go for the one shot? 2-3 zone, and a little bit of a trap on the guards. Benson, good defensive team, Midland. Quick defensive team. Benson at the angle to Brent Wade. Back out it to Eddie Benson. Benson looks for help. Whirls quickly to Steve Flint. 4 seconds left. Jump shot from 15. Good! Steve Flint! 35-32, and that's the way the first half ends. Midland out in front. We have an interview with Coach Gary Colson of the University of New Mexico. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with Coach Colson. The halftime score, Midland 35, Dixie 32, back in 2 minutes.
Keep your car running in tip-top condition by having it fully serviced at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash. At Dixie Lube Center, they'll get your car ready for that spring and summer driving ahead, no matter what make or model, even diesel models. Dixie Lube Center will be the best friend your car will ever have. Dixie Lube Center, home of great service and the best car wash in town, too. Drop in and just wait. It only takes 10 minutes for a full service job at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash, 704 South Bluff in St. George.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant.
KDXU and KZEZ St. George.
The man had been wandering around his home for weeks, gazing in admiration at the walls. It all started after he visited Jones Paint and Glass and bought Fuller O'Brien Weather King latex house paint for his home's exterior and Fuller Glow latex satin enamel for the interior. Weather King resists fading, blistering, and chalking for years. And like all Fuller O'Brien paints at Jones Paint and Glass, it glides on with ease and lasts a long time. And Fuller Glow gave each room a luscious satin look with a tough finish. The guy couldn't help but admire his new home, so I charged him with PDA.
No, not a public display of affection.
Yep, but as soon as he got to prison, he painted his cell with Fuller Glow from Jones Paint and Glass, and it looked so good, he asked to be sentenced to life.
Fuller O'Brien paints can make any room look fresh and inviting. So if it's time to repaint, or if you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass, Provo, American Fork, Vernal, Roosevelt, St. George, Pocatello, and Idaho Falls.
3 years, and we're playing our last ball game against BYU. Score's tied, 4 seconds on the clock. We shoot the ball. The season's over now, the probation's over, and the ball goes in. It's sort of a happy ending to which has been tough. We had some great wins. We beat Vegas, we beat UTEP, we beat Utah, we beat BYU, and got everybody back. So it's we're looking forward to, you know, just bigger and better things next year.
Well, the team is really starting to gel, especially when you got into the WAC. You could see some strides going forward. With
has returned and Ron in, he's back, and he made a free throw there that beat us in the ball game. That I think it was 199, and it was an excellent ball game. I'm just happy to be back. I haven't been back since we won our national tournament here. But it just looks exciting as it has been in the past, and it seemed to get getting better, and the facility is looking just beautiful. I think this is the greatest tournament in the country.
I think that you have an honor that very few coaches, I don't think of any coach, has ever been able to win the junior college championship, next year the NIT, and the third year be in the NCAA. That's pretty good, Coach.
Well, I tell you, we've been very fortunate. The good Lord has really had blessings upon us in our ball club. We got beat by Houston. We thought we had a chance of going all the way again. However, we lost David Brown, another fine kid that came from here in this junior college tournament that messed up a knee in the middle of the season, and we did pretty well without him. And, you know, I'm very proud of our team. We ended up with a Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship, a top 10 ranking, and of course, all those young men are very close to graduating from school, and those kind of things make me even more happy than the fact they played basketball.
A lot of those ball players that you had that were the key to your team played against Dixie. What about next year? You're going to be losing some of those. What do you look for coming back?
Well, that's the reason I'm here tonight. I'm looking for the same kind of people that we're losing, and I see quite a few of them out on the floor. We're going to lose those five, but, you know, we have a great nucleus. I brought in four super freshmen last year that are going to get a lot of playing time this year, and of course our nucleus is there. Now we've got to go fit in some supporting cast, and that's what we're here for tonight, is to find those supporting cast people.
Now, I know that you've been in contact with Ron Entz for the past 2+ years. You know it. Ron knows it. Can you admit it, according to NCAA rules?
Well, you know, the rules are so strictly, but Ron is a great basketball player, and he knows that we're very highly, you know, very interested in him, and he's a competitor and he's a winner. And any time a young man spends 2 years away from basketball and then he comes back and plays as well as he has, you know, you can't help but to admire the young man. He's just a great, gifted, talented young man, and we hope that someday he plays for the University of Tulsa.
Reaction to this ball game briefly, how do you think it will go in the second half?
Well, first of all, I thought in the first few minutes of the ball game, Midland is running some change-up defenses, and they're doing a great job. They did that last night. They ran 1-3-1 into a 2-1-2, and then they matched them up man-to-man and then trapped out of it. And on the other hand, I thought Dixie started off a little bit slow, but then they got their machine moving because they're probably one of the finer shooting ball clubs in the tournament. And I think the second half will be maybe a picture book of the first half. Simply, I think it's going to go down to the wire. I don't know why, but that's the way it looks. They're just two evenly matched ball clubs who are playing excellent basketball here tonight.
Coach Nolan Richardson of the University of Tulsa, thank you for being with us, and good luck next year. We appreciate you having you here, and like to see more success out of the University of Tulsa like you have.
Well, thank you very much. Certainly appreciate it.
We'll be back in just 90 seconds with the beginning of second half of action. Back in 90 seconds, Midland 35.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State. At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display their fine merchandise. At Tri-State Office Supply, they have everything you need, from home, school, and office supplies to those special little gifts for all those special occasions. See them as soon as you can. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Everyone talks about spring cleanup for the home and yard, but how about equal rights for your automobile? If your car's got a bent fender, a broken windshield, or any major body work to be done, the place to remember is Hanson Auto Body in the industrial park. Hanson's give you expert service with top quality workmanship. Now, if your car or truck needs new paint or a full body job, even a windshield replaced, drive to the industrial park to Hanson Auto Body. They're located just a half block east of Dixo Gas. Or call them at 673-5646.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village? At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
You can hear the Dixie band in the background. The fans are up and cheering. Midland fans are up and cheering. Hutchinson is up and cheering. This is probably, well, the finest matchup we've had from beginning of first half to halftime. And if it continues this way, this will probably be the finest matchup we've had in any ball games yet in this tournament. Rodney Rebel down, shaking hands with friends. I mentioned Tony Zocco, former Dixie College ball player, works for Bradshaw Ford, came up, handed me a Dixie hat. He says they brought about 200 of them with them. And, enjoying life. First half scoring, Brent Wade, 8. Eddie Benson, 4. But Dockery didn't score. Hymus didn't score. McMullen, 6. Ent, 6. Roberts, 2. Flint, 6. Hunters Wilson leading everybody with 12 for Midland. Midland gets the ball to begin the second half. Turnaround by Smith. No good. All alone for the rebound. No, not just the positioning. Eddie Benson.
Dixie with the basketball. Could cut it to one. 35-32, the halftime score. Benson at the angle to Steve Flint to begin the second half. To Ince, five-footer, bank shot, no good. High for the rebound, Puttis Wilson. Flint tried to get there. Wilson was in front of him. McCain at the angle. Lance McCain, good shooter. Out in front is Spud Webb. Making the move on Wade. Loses the basketball. Foul goes to Brett Wade. Bumped him with the body. As Webb went up, lost the basketball, and as he came down, Webb bumped him with a body. That's number one on Brent Wade. First team foul, the second half. We've had four fouls for Dixie, two for Midland, and so nobody, I mean nobody, is in foul trouble in this game. Shot up and good by Spud Webb. He is now two for two from the free throw line. Least fouls in the game by one team, a record of four fouls. And Vincennes committed only six fouls, and that's a record of 10 in a game. Second shot up and good by Spud Webb. So Dixie may go from a record team performance of most fouls in a game between two teams to the fewest. Ron Ans, jump shot, no good, will not fall. And one man for the rebound, Puttis Wilson, 37-32. Leaning is Spud Webb. Layup pass to Wilson, who was under the basket, leaned back with the left hand and put it in. 1-3-1 zone coming up for Midland. 39-32, back to a seven-point lead, and Dixie missing their first two shots, shots that normally fall. 18:57 left in the ball game. Is Steve Flint at the high post. Lob underneath to McMullen. Layup shot good. Chris McMullen. McMullen with points 7 and 8 on the night. Cuts the margin to 5. 39-34. McMullen, leading scorer for Dixie. Webb at the right angle. Goes to Puntis Wilson. To Webb to the high post. It goes to Jerome Crow. Left angle to Wilson. In deep. It goes to McCain against McMullen. Lean in, shot good. McCain, under pressure, put it up and in. And Midland, the Dandies right now, 41-34 in front by seven. Brent Wade, out in front, it goes to Benson. Left angle to Ron Ants. Ants underneath to Flint. Layback shot, will not fall. Flint put it up, it did not go. Neil Roberts leans back and looks towards the sky. Shot up by McCain, short. Rebound, stolen away by Ants. Finally picked up by Benson. Foul goes to number 14. Lance McCain. McCain with personal foul number one. We have only had seven fouls in this game. Last night, the two teams combined for 60. The record is 10. 41-34. Flint had the layback shot, and it hit off the front of the rim and went off the back of the rim, hit on the front rim, and then fell off. Benson at the angle. Dixie trying to get the shooting touch back. Wade from 20. Shot good. Brent Wade. Wade filling it up again, has 10 points to lead Dixie in scoring, 41-36. Webb against Brent Wade. Lob pass at the angle, goes to Puntis Wilson. In deep, it goes to Smith. Smith, lob out in front to McCain. Jump shot, Wilson. Long jump shot, too long. Rebound tapped around. There's a foul on number 24, Jerome Crow. Crow picked up personal foul number two up over the back of Benson, who had position. 41-36. That is foul number eight in the ball game. So we're looking towards another record that may be set. Full court pressure by Midland, 41-36. Midland by 5. 17:36 left in the game. Give and go. Ends to Wade. Wade pass into forecourt to Steve Flint. Pass intended for Wade. Thrown just slightly behind him. Wade too fast. Stolen by Spud Webb. Webb down the keyhole. Curls out. Dixie back on defense. Set up the offense. Long jump shot. Wilson good. Puttis Wilson. Kansas at the other end. 43-36. 7-point lead. Flint had the right idea with a pass to Wade, but Wade was one step too fast for him. At the angle, it goes to Eddie Benson to the high post to Ants under pressure. Ants, 10-footer, good, Ron Ants. Ants with his eighth point of the night. 43-38, back to a five-point lead. Dixie trying to keep close. McCain picked up by McMullen, knocked away by McMullen, picked up by McCain. McCain with a lay-in shot, no good. But there will be a foul, I believe, on McMullen trying to get back. Let's check. I think it's Chris McMullen that got the foul reaching in. Chris McMullen with personal foul number one, and that's team foul number two on Dixie. Two on each side. We may have more fouls in the second half. 16:56 left in the game. Shot up and good by McCain. Both teams perfect. Dixie two for two from the free throw line. Midland is six for six. McCain, second shot. Good. Seven for seven. McCain. Baseball pass. Then to forecourt to Brent Wade to the basket. Left-handed hook shot. Good, Brent Wade. Steve Flint with a baseball pass to Wade, and that gets the 2 points back in a hurry. 45-40. As Flint threw the pass just over the outstretched hand
Ball stolen by Eddie Benson. Benson, one on two, lays it up and in. Eddie Benson with a basket. Benson, 6 points, back to a three-point margin, 45-42, too quick. Baskets for Dixie, 16-28, left in the game, man-to-man defense by the Rebels. Wade knocks the ball away from Webb, out of bounds to Midland. Dixie with a quick hand. Will Midland tire? That's the question. Midland has tired in other ball games, and that's been the history. The free throw line goes Ron S. Dixie getting position, and it's becoming heavily Dixie from the free throw line. Shot by Ant on a 1-1. No good. Ant missed the first half of the 1-1. Ant 4-for-7 tonight. 66-52. Dixie by 14. Driving is Everett. Picking up the foul is Ola Sakari reaching in. Both teams looking a little bit flatter as the game goes on. Foul number 3 on Dockery. Or is that number 2? The official scorer flashes up number 2. I have that as 3 on Dockery. Yep, now the official scorer says it's 3. Out of bounds to Mercer under their own basket. 14 foul on Dixie. Inbound comes to Michael Thomas against the 2-3 zone. At the angle to Stevenson into the corner to Roosevelt Peoples. Peoples has played all the second half without picking up another foul. Driving and with the jump pass is Thomas. Gets it up and puts it in, and there's a foul on Ola Sakari reaching in. The pass deflected off the bottom of the backboard, came back to Thomas, who put it in. Thomas put it in for the basket, and Dockery goes out with 4 personal fouls. Eddie Benson back into the lineup. Dixie playing flat in the second half. Too much wealth in the first half on that 19-point lead. Mercer has got it back down to a 12-point margin and could cut it to 11. Michael Thomas has come off the bench with 3 baskets. Hot shooting Michael Thomas. Shot up and good by Mike Thomas. Thomas, shooting-wise on the year, shooting 44% from the field, but is shooting very well right now. Back in the forecourt, court to Brent Wade. Dixie may hang on to the basketball a little bit. Double-team trap to Wade. Pass to Ant. Ant leans in with the right hand. Good! Diving down is Anthony Montgomery, who was nose-to-nose with Ant, but Ant leaned in with a 5-footer and got the basket. 68-55, driving is Michael Everett in midair, and there's a foul called on Benson. Late whistle, and Benson takes a personal foul, number 4. A lot of whistles in this ball game, suddenly starting to stack up to Dixon. 1-1 are on the drive. It's on the drive? Yes, it is. It's out of bounds to Mercer under their own basket. Not a shooting foul. Howie Landa protesting, but it was obvious Everett had no shot at that point. Trying to inbound. Stevenson, inbound, ball deflected by McMullen, but picked up by Michael Thomas. Mercer getting some bounces their way. Pass underneath to Montgomery. Layup shot, good. Montgomery got the penetration. Bring it back to an 11-point lead, 68-57. 9:19 left in the game, and Dixie trying to hang on right now. Brent Wade out in front to Eddie Benson. Man-to-man defense by Mercer. Quickly to Wade at the baseline. Didn't take the shot. Had it to Eddie Benson. Back into the corner to Wade. Brent was there also. Back to Brent Wade. Out in front it goes to Ron Ant. Dixie wants the layup if they can get it. And to Benson. To Brent Wade. Out away from the basket. 8:58 left in the game. 68-57. Dixie by 11. Pass at the angle to Eddie Benson to the baseline. Out in front it goes to Ron Ant's right side to Steve Flint. All alone. Didn't take the shot. Flint looks for help. Down the sidelines, it goes to Ron Ant. Ant had his way to the basket, clear along the baseline, didn't make the move. Dixie may be into a little bit of a soft freeze right now. To Steve Flint, to Eddie Benson. Down the sidelines, Brent Wade, all alone, out of the right corner. Wade shot, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Ant. Dixie will take it back. Ant, bounce pass to Flint along the baseline. Shovel pass to McMullen. Has the ball stripped away and a foul on Mercer. McMullen, as he was going up for the shot, had the ball taken away by Montgomery, and that should be number 3 ball player for Mercer out of the game. The foul trouble early, costing Mercer 8:22 left in the game. And Montgomery, who has played a whale of the game, Tony Montgomery, good shooter on the year as the sixth man, came off the bench. He has 7 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, and 16 points. At the free throw line will be Chris McMullen. Into the lineup will be Brad Chatterton. Chatterton. Everybody but Dobson has been in now. Chatterton, a 6'3 sophomore transfer from LaSalle University,
in Philadelphia. Yes, Z. LaSalle, former national champion at the major college level, 68-57, 11-point lead. McMullen has 19 consecutive free throws. Shot by McMullen. Good. McMullen, 20 consecutive free throws in his ball game. And a total of 30 points. McMullen, high game of his career, is 32 points. Chris McMullen, second shot up, is good. 21 consecutive free throws. McMullen getting a lot of that with the work underneath. 8:20 left in the game. 70-57. Dixie out in front, driving to Stevenson. Layup shot good, and Stevenson hits it. Mercer getting good shots and hitting them here in the second half. Foul on Chatterton as Wade went around Chatterton, and Chatterton hooked him with a leg. Personal foul number one on Brad Chatterton. And Wade to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. 70-59. 11-point lead by Dixie with 8:07 left in the game. And Dixie needs to hit, get those points while the clock is stopped. Wade at the free throw line. Right behind him, just inches behind, was Troy Stevenson giving defensive instructions, then backed out of the circle. Wade to shoot 1-1, has 8 points on the night. First shot good by Brent Wade. Wade on the year shooting 75% from the free throw line. Brent Wade, the son of the college president, Alton Wade, who, along with his family, is here tonight. Shot up by Wade, too long. The long rebound brought down by Everett. So Dixon, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, 71-59, 12-point lead, Dixon. Penetrating is Everett. Layup shot, no good. Back shot, good by Peoples. Foul on McMullen. McMullen picks up personal foul number one. Peoples gets the back, the basket, and will have a chance for the three-point play. 7:58 left in the ballgame. Wes Hymas ready to come into the lineup for Dixon. Hymas in replacing whom? Steve Flynn. Hymas, who was a point guard in high school at almost 6'7", believe it or not, has been moved up front at Dixie College. 71-61, 10-point lead, and Mercer could bring it back to a 9-point lead. Flynn getting a hand from some of the Dixie fans. Mercer doing a little cheerleading on the bench. Shot up no good, but the rebound is up and good by Thomas. Thomas converts a 4-point play as he brings the basket in. 8-point lead, Dixie, 71-63. Brent Wade, Eddie Benson with the basketball. Benson at the top of the key. Jump shot, Benson, soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Mercer. And here comes Mercer County. Dixie has gone flat the second half, and Mercer getting their shots. Driving is Everett. Shot no good. Rebound torn away by Wes Hymas. Hymas quickly to Eddie Benson. Dixie, playing tentative the second half. Not playing that well at all. After running up a big lead on Mercer in the first half, Hymas trying to get McMullen underneath. Cannot to Ron Entz. Entz jump shot from 15. In and out. Rebound McMullen. Foul on whom? On Everett. Everett reaching in. Pushing off. Picks up personal foul number three. And Howie Landa limit again. Landa has been screaming all night. McMullen to shoot 1-1 again. And McMullen, it's got to end sometime. 21 consecutive free throws for McMullen. 31 points on the night. Needs the first to get the second. 7:17 left in the game. Dixie by 8 points, 71-63. Shot by McMullen. Good. 22 consecutive free throws. Dixie has kept in the game at the free throw line. But those count as points, too. Mercer putting on quite a show here in the second half. Second shot by McMullen. Good. McMullen. 23 consecutive free throws. A career high, 33 points. 73-63, 10-point lead at the angle. It goes to Chatterton, trying to get it underneath. Does so to Stevenson. Bang shot, no good. Rebound tapped around. Ants got the rebound and foul to whom? Ants or Stevenson? Ants or Stevenson diving for that rebound, and Ants got it. Ants with a foul, number one, and Stevenson to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Out comes Benson, in comes Dockery. Dockery playing with four personal fouls. 7:06 left in his game. There's a lot of time for a lot of things to happen. Stevenson needs the first to get the second tonight. It's 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Shot good. Stevenson. Troy Stevenson with 9 points. Mercer doing some things on defense to clog up the Dixie offense. Dixie becoming a little more hesitant after that 19-point first half lead. Second shot good. It's back to an 8-point margin. Full court pressure by Mercer. McMullen to Hymas in backcourt, quickly to Dockery. No dribbles now, Hymas. To Brent Wade, to Wes Hymas. Hymas picks it up on the dribble. Bounce pass goes to Dockery.
Dockery looks in deep to McMullen. McMullen reaching in. Obvious call. Michael Everett reached around, knocked the ball away from McMullen, and Everett picked up personal foul number four. That was an obvious call as Everett reached around. Landa protesting. Possibly the difference is they allow a little more contact in the East than they do in the Midwest. Or Mercer is just trying. Chris McMullen shooting 1-1, 23 consecutive free throws. Shot by McMullen is up and good. McMullen, 24 consecutive free throws. 12 in the first half, 12 this half. McMullen, amazing statistic. Chris McMullen had a string of 25, I believe it was, free throws earlier in the year, but that was not just in one game. McMullen going for his 25th. Shot up, soft, and cut. McMullen, 25 consecutive free throws, 35 points, 75-65. Dixie by 10 again. Everett at the angle to Troy Stevenson. Stevenson quickly picked up by the Dixie defense. Out in front to Everett. Dixie playing a little flat this second half. Everett dishes off the pass to Stevenson. Jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Wes Hymus. Hymus has peoples all over. Hymus picked up personal foul number four. And Landa up screaming at the official again. Peoples up all over Hymus. Peoples picked up personal foul number four. Mercer as Howie Landa screaming at the officials. And now to the free throw line goes Wes Hymus. Hymus not the best free throw shooter for Dixon. In fact, the best free throw shooter hasn't seen action yet, Ron Butterfield. Hymus at the free throw line, shooting 70.3% on the year. This has been a long game. We still have 6:32 left in the game. 75-65, Dixie by 10. Shot by Hymus, soft, not enough. Rebound brought down by Peoples. Hymus misses his first free throw, first half of the 1-1. 75-65, the scoreboard changed, but it shouldn't have. Long jump shot, Chatterton misses everything. Off the hands of Ant, picked up by Dockery. Shovel passed away, too low, too far behind him, out of bounds. Dixie turns the ball over. Still has a 10-point lead. 6:17 left in the game. Dixie and Mercer, County College. Pass at the angle to Michael Thomas. Jump shot. Thomas banks it up. No good. There's a foul underneath, and I think that goes to Hymus. Hymus underneath. Picks up personal foul. Weems up. The official, Howie Landa, up talking to his ball players, and Weems walks by to sit down to Landa. Landa pleading his case now to his ball players. Three men have fouled out for Mercer. One has fouled out for Dixie. There are others in foul trouble. Shooting 1-1 is Roosevelt Peoples. 6:10 left in the ball game, and we may be in a day-night doubleheader right now. Shot up a good by Peoples. 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Peoples on the year, shooting 72%. Good shooter. Just under 17 points a game. So far, tonight has 7 points, and that's part of the difference. Second shot up, and good by Peoples. Back to an 8-point margin against full-court pressure. Dixie with the basketball. Brent Wade to dribble into forecourt. No, passes to Ron Ent. Dixie to take the time. 6:05 left in the game. Ent quickly to Olas Dockery. Dockery at the free throw line. Leaves it for Brent Wade. Out in front, it goes to Olas Dockery. Dockery at the right side. It goes to Ron Ent. Ent, jump shot from the free throw line. Short. All alone for the rebound, Mercer. Mercer can cut it to a 6-point margin. Quickly, Michael Everett, jump shot, too long, rebound, Brent Wade. Mercer couldn't cut it that time. Bounce pass goes quickly to Ron Ent to the baseline, down the baseline, layup shot from 5, no good, foul goes to Michael Thomas. Ent whirls down the baseline. And Michael Thomas picked up personal foul number 2, Ent to shoot 2. 5:36 left in the game, Dixie with a break, timeout, Dixie. 5:36 left in the game. 75-67 Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
Insurance, something everyone needs but yet sometimes you just don't have. Like workman's compensation. Did you know that now you can purchase your own workers' compensation from Olson Levitt Insurance in St. George? With today's high rising costs and inflation going out of sight, you'll want to know all the benefits and how you can save an additional 5 to 10% per year on workers' compensation. Don't get caught out in the cold this next year without workers' compensation. See Olson Levitt today and feel safe tomorrow with your own workers' compensation from Olson Levitt Insurance. 65 North Main in St. George.
Have you had the chance lately to go to Tri-State Office Supply? If you haven't, make it a point to do so. You'll be amazed at the newly remodeled and expanded areas of Tri-State.
At Tri-State Office Supply, they also have new lighting to better display their fine merchandise. At Tri-State Office Supply, they have everything you need, from home, school, and office supplies to those special little gifts for all those special occasions. See them as soon as you can. Tri-State Office Supply, 36 East Tabernacle in St. George.
5:36 left in the ballgame, 75-67. Dixie out in front by 8. Ron Ince to shoot 2 at the free throw line. Dixie's had a few of these this year where the free throws have become crucial at the end of the game. Mercer County in deep foul trouble. Dixie has some also. Dixie with an embarrassment of riches in the first half, 19 points lead at the end of the first half, and that equaled the largest margin of the game. In the second half, Mercer's cut it back to 8 points a couple of times, had a chance to cut it to 6, has it at 8 points now. Dixie's taken it out again to 15 points. Hence to shoot 2 is 4 for 7, 5 for 8. Hence, with a total of 23 points on the night, so it's the two forwards for Dixie, Ence and McMullen. Ron Ence trying to get the second shot. That's up and good. Ron Ence, 6 for 9 from the free throw line for Ence. 77-67, 10-point lead again. Troy Stevenson trying to bring it back to 8. Dixie back into that 2-3 zone. Underneath to Everett. Shot up will count, and the foul goes to Hymus. Everett made the move underneath, and Mercer getting the pass underneath against the zone. 5:27 left in the game, and Mercer can cut it to a 7-point lead. Michael Everett with his 5th basket of the night. Only one man has not seen action, and that's Michael Dobson. If anybody fouls out now, we see Dobson. The 6'8", 220-pounder shot up by Everett. No good. Rebound. Hymus. So Everett couldn't cut it closer than 8. Dockery in the forecourt. 5:21 left in the game. Chris McMullen with the basketball to Willis Dockery to Ron Ince. Dixie wants the layup. And looks for help. Quickly to Brent Wade. There have been a lot of fouls in this game. Dixie is involved in the record fouling game in the tournament back in 1966. Shot by Ince. No good. All alone for the rebound. Is Mercer. Quickly in the forecourt. Troy Stevenson. Dixie losing the boards in the second half. Getting one shot and that's it. Mercer getting some good shots and hitting him. 4:52 left in the game. Dixie, that 2-3 zone at Mercer County, making the move. Troy Stevenson at the angle. Roosevelt Peoples, long jump shot. Good, Peoples. Peoples with his third basket. 4:39 left in the game. Dockery with the basketball. Lob into forecourt goes to Brent Wade. Right to the basket. Wade, layup shot. Hangs, will not fall. Rebound, Mercer. 6-point lead, and now the fans starting to cheer for Mercer. Driving is Stevenson. Almost picked up the 5th personal foul on Dockery. 4:23 left in the game. Mercer can cut it to a 4-point margin. Dixie squandering a 19-point lead. At the point, Michael Everett. Can it be a nightmare developing? We'll wait and see. Stevenson out in front, Michael Everett. Cross court, Roosevelt Peoples from 20. Shot too long. Rebound, Hymus. Took it away from Chatterton. Hymus comes out on the dribble. No, lost it. Carry the basketball. Turnover by Dixie. Hymus loses the ball on the turnover. 4:03 left in the game. 77-71, and Mercer is coming back at Dixie. Inbounds to Peoples. Turnaround with the right hand. Good. Peoples back to a 4-point lead. 77-73. Hands quickly to Brent Wade. Wade into forecourt. Shovel pass to Hymus down the baseline. Layup shot over the basket. Rebound, Hymus. Dixie missing layup. To Dockery, to Brent Wade, to Chris McMullen. McMullen looks for help. 3:41 left in the game. Brent Wade, jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound knocked away by Wade. Out of bounds to Mercer. Dixie not buying a basket. Timeout. Dixie, 3:36 left in the game. 77-73. Dixie back in 60 seconds.
The next time you want to enjoy an evening meal with all the trimmings, why not drive to Mesquite, Nevada and enjoy the friendly atmosphere at the Western Village. At the Western Village, you can enjoy a tasty 20-ounce porterhouse steak for only $7.99 or the all-you-can-eat buffet for only $2.99. Western Village serves you the best in the West with the tastiest meals around. The next time you want to enjoy a night out, drive to Mesquite, Nevada, to the Western Village, home of delicious country cooking.
Everyone talks about spring cleanup for the home and yard, but how about equal rights for your automobile? If your car's got a bent fender, a broken windshield, or any major body work to be done, the place to remember is Hanson Auto Body in the Industrial Park.
Hanson's give you extra service with top quality workmanship. Now, if your car or truck needs new paint or a full body job, even a windshield replaced, drive to the industrial park to Hanson Auto Body. They're located just a half block east of Dixo Gas. We'll call them at 673-5646.
It's been a total uphill struggle for Mercer County, but the miracle is about to be pulled off. Dixie trying to take away the miracle workers right now, but Mercer shooting beautifully in the second half, getting their shots and hitting them. Dixie missing layups, winning really from the free throw line right now, 77-73. A 19-point halftime lead is evaporated to four. In the middle, it goes to Everett. Layup shot, no good. Rebound, Ron Ant. And takes a hold of it. Dixie, will it go into the hard freeze? We'll wait and see. Hollis Dockery. On a backcourt violation. Didn't bring the ball across. Quickly down the sidelines to Wes Armas. Dockery stepped across the 10-second line, but didn't bring the ball across and still had his pivot foot in backcourt. 3:03 left in the game. Dixie making some crucial mistakes. Underneath to McMullen. Back to Ant. 2:58 left in the game. Dixie's liable to sit on this one. Just hang on to it, as Dixie has not been able to do much right in the second half. And Mercer's done everything well, except commit fouls. And they've committed plenty. Ron Ant at the angle. Ant to the baseline. Carries it out to Chris McMullen. 2:42 left in the game. To Brett Wade. 77-73, Dixon. Chris McMullen with the basketball. McMullen against the man-to-man pressure by Mercer County. To Ron Ant. To Ola Docker. Dockery quickly to Brett Wade. Wade at the angle. Picked up by Michael Thomas, and Thomas picked up the foul. 2:25 left in the game. Michael Thomas, who is one of the few Mercer players who can afford to give one, gives one. That's the third personal on Michael Thomas, and at the free throw line goes Brent Wade. Wade, what? Figures for Dixie. It's been the forward, entire forward play as far as offense. Ben Wade needs the first to get the second. First one, too long. Rebound brought down by Everett. And here comes Mercer. A chance to cut it to two. Stevenson dishes off to Thomas. Shot up, blocked by Dockery. Into the hands of Mercer. Basket shot by Thomas. No good. Rebound and 4-on-2 fast break. Lead pass goes to Wade. Lays it up and in. That time Dixie got the basket. 79-73. A long time since Dixie got a basket. Everett, into the corner, Peoples, shoots over Ant, shot good, Roosevelt Peoples. 5 baskets for Roosevelt Peoples. 1:52 left in the game, 79-75, Wade right to the baseline. There's the pass out in front to Ron Ant, 1:46 left. Dixie will be happy to just sit on the basketball. Stevenson giving a shove to Wes Hymas across the way. Stevenson picks up personal foul number 4, and Hymas to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Or do they say 2? Eddie Benson into the lineup. Benson in replacing Brent Wade. The free throw line. Wes Hymas. Wade has been in a slump the last part of the year. 1:42 left in the game. Hymas is 0-for-1 at the free throw line tonight. Missed the first half of a 1-on-1 situation. 1:42 left. Mercer wants Dixie to think about it. 79-75. Dixie with the lead back in 60 seconds.
KEPCO is the only word you need to remember for oil, lubricants, tires, batteries, filters, shocks, and accessories. You'll find them all at KEPCO's DBA warehouse in Cedar City. If you use oil and lubricants in bulk, or just need a case of oil to use in your pickup, there's two things you can count on at KEPCO Petroleum. That's high quality and low price. If there's anything we all enjoy, it's getting the best product at the lowest price. That's why you should go. KEPCO, TBA Warehouse, 225 North 100 West in Cedar City.
This message just handed to us a little 7-year-old Scooty, whose nickname Scooter is missing in the Santa Clara area. He's wearing a blue-gray flannel shirt and Levi's. If you know anything about his whereabouts, please notify the St. George Police Department. Thank you. Mason Pharmacy in City Center strives to be your complete family pharmacy. To start, Mason's will keep patient profiles for your family record. Bateman's is a value-right pharmacy bringing the best prices through national buying. Bateman carries sick room supplies plus crutches, canes, and crutch rentals. Bateman's is well stocked in first aid, vitamins, and cosmetic items, plus photo finishing, school supplies, and a terrific gift selection. Put all these services together, and you'll make Bateman's your complete family pharmacy.
0-for-1 tonight. Needs the first. Needs the second also. Has the first. Wes Hymas. First point of the night.
Hymas, a 70.3% free throw shooter. 80 to 75. Was not expected to be this high scoring a game. Second shot up and good. Dixie had 45 points in the first half, has 81 now. And mostly from the free throw line. Dixie still at 2-3 zone. 81-75, driving to Chatterton. Layup good by Chatterton. Dixie with a lead pass from Dockery, thrown away right into the hands of Tony Troy Stevenson. A minute 22 left, and Dixie starting to find some crumbling. Mercer could bring it back to two. Chatterton, baseline jump shot, short, rebound. Hymas, foul on Chatterton. Chatterton with a rebound foul. Wes Hymas to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. A minute 13 left in the game, and this is definitely not a game that's over with. In fact, we may be headed to a three-hour ball game with as many free throws as we've had. The record for most fouls in one game is 59. And that was 27 by Burlington, Iowa, and 32 by Dixie, and it was tied in 1972 with Arizona Western and Hutchinson College. Wes Hymas to shoot 1-1. Shot good by Wes Hymas. Now it's just three straight. Let's see. 5, 9, 10, 11, 12, 17, 20. There's 20 for Dixie. We'll have to check on Mercer in just a second. Hymas, second shot good. Hymas, four consecutive free throws. 83-77, back to a six-point lead with a minute 10 left in the game. Dixie trying to hang on for the victory. To the corner it goes to Chatterton. Long jump shot, in and out. High for the rebound, Wes Hymas. Hymas quickly to Chris McMullen. McMullen and Ants with the scoring, but Hymas with a heroic foul on Chatterton as McMullen throws the pass cross-court. Chatterton picks up personal foul number 3. Dixie has committed 20 fouls. Mercer with 4, 8, 16, 19, 24, 29, 33. So we have 43 fouls now between these two. Shot up by McMullen. McMullen, 26 consecutive free throws. A career high, only 5 baskets, total of 36 points. 84-77. Dixie by 7. A little breathing room now with 55 seconds left. McMullen, second shot. Good. McMullen, 27 consecutive free throws. At the angle, Michael Everett penetrates, loses the ball, lays it up. No good. High for the rebound, Ron Ent. Lead pass comes to Eddie Benson. Benson leaves it for Chris McMullen, and McMullen will hang on to the ball, will not go to the basket. Olas Dockery gets it, and there's a foul on Mercer. And that goes to Michael Thomas. That's number 4 on Michael Thomas. To the free throw line goes Chris McMullen. McMullen with another chance. As if he needs another chance. McMullen, 27 consecutive free throws. First shot, McMullen, good. 28 consecutive free throws. 59 fouls, the most committed. Let's see, the most free throws made in a game. 19. So Chris McMullen is broken. He's needless to say broken the scoring record or the free throw record in this tournament. Second shot is good. And the fans cheering on Chris McMullen's record now. 87-77. 10-point lead by Dixie. Shot no good. Rebound, Chatterton. Foul on Dockery. And that's foul number 5 on Olas Dockery. 32 seconds left in the game, and Dockery fouls out with one basket. Neither ball club nor neither official will allow this game to die a peaceful death. Dixie, having the game brought back to a 4-point margin, late in the ball game, have expanded it out to a 10-point lead from the free throw line. Shot by Chatterton, good. Brad Chatterton, first free throw of the night. Bubba Bailey, young man went on to play at North Texas State when he was playing for San Angelo College. Hit 19 free throws. Second shot, no good. Foul on Mercer as Hens got the rebound. And that, I believe, goes to, let's check it, Troy Stevenson. Stevenson, I think, picked up personal foul number 5. Michael Dobson, the only man left. Dobson comes into the ball game. A 6'8 center. Will he come in or will Mercer refuse to put in a ball player? Howie Landa may concede it at this point. Let's wait and see. Howie Landa, with 30 seconds left, does not want to put in a ball player and will play with four ball players. Does not want Thompson to play at all. With 30 seconds left, does not want to take a chance on re-injuring that ankle. Landa gives the explanation. As Thompson is in uniform, I'm not sure exactly what the ruling is. Mercer will go with four ball players. And apparently Dixie may take that fourth ball player out. A fifth ball player. We'll wait and see. Landa may be waiting for Dixie to do just that. 87-78. 30 seconds left in the game, and Mercer going with four ball players. Entz to shoot 1-1. First shot good. Ron Entz, 7-for-10 from the free throw line. Entz, not a bad night himself. 25 points. 88-78. 30 seconds left, and Dixie will play the winner of West Ark and Midland, Texas. Second shot good. Ron Entz, 29 seconds left, 89-78. Eddie Benson looking like a fifth wheel right now. Shot up, no good. Off the hands of Michael Thomas, out of bounds to Dixie. 22 seconds left in the game, 89-78. It's 5-on-4 right now. Chris McMullen has broken the tournament record for most free throws in a ball game. Wes Hymas throws the ball away. Michael Thomas drives, puts it up, no good. Thomas hits it. And will it count? Foul will go to... No, it will not count. The foul was before the shot. The foul... Correction goes to Roosevelt Peoples. Peoples knocked Ron Entz down. And Peoples fouls out. In an unreal ball game. With 17 seconds left. And no matter what happens now with a Dixie victory, it's going to be a tainted victory no matter how you look at it. Eric Ludlow into the lineup. Ron Butterfield into the lineup. Rob Gentry into the lineup for Dixie. With 17 seconds left. 89-78. Peoples fouls out. Dobson is on the bench. Chris McMullen goes out. Dixie will leave just four ball players in the game. Nope, corrected. Ron Entz will have to be shooting free throws. 17 seconds left in the game. The officials allowing the two teams to huddle briefly. Three ball players left on the floor for Mercer. Michael Dobson will not play. Mercer wants to come back and win that consolation championship. Dixie has avenged a loss to Mercer in a semifinal game of the 1979 championship. But it's a somewhat tainted victory, although Dixie has earned it. Just plain scored more points. And first half of the 1-1 hits 90-78. And may have his career high also. His career high is 28. Second shot up, no good by Ant. And 9-for-13 from the free throw line. Chatterton shot up and good. And foul goes to Butterfield. Butterfield with the basket, or with a foul. Chatterton with the basket. And Chatterton to shoot one. 90-80. With 10 seconds left in the game, in what is becoming almost a joke of a ball game at the end. But if the foul is committed, the officials feel like they have to call it. 10 seconds left, Chatterton to complete the three-point play. No misses. Rebound, Ludlow. Ludlow has the ball stripped away by Chatterton. Bank shot, good. Chatterton puts it up and in. Lead pass comes to Ludlow. Ludlow will not get the shot away. 90-82. Final score, Ludlow almost picked up the technical by grabbing the rim after the basket. Howie Landa shakes the hands of Neil Roberts. Neil Roberts wants to shake the hands of the Mercer County team, and deservedly so. Mercer County, with a heroic effort to come back against Dixie, brought it back within 4 points, but the first half foul trouble caught up with him in the second half. And what was needless to say, one of the strangest games I have ever seen. But Dixie comes away with a victory, 90-82, and will play tomorrow night. We'll talk about that and hopefully talk with Coach Neil Roberts in the post-game show. Final score, Dixie 90, Mercer County Community College 82. Back with the post-game show in just a couple of minutes.
Now's the time to protect the outside of your home with Pratt & Lambert Vapex House Paint from J&J Miller Lumber Company in St. George. Vapex House Paint goes on easily, dries quickly, and provides maximum protection. feature this week at only $14.99 per gallon. A big savings of over $5 per gallon from the regular low J&J price. For the lowest prices in town, continue to shop at J&J Mill and Lumber Company in St. George. J&J is open from 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday. They're your headquarters for all your remodeling and building supply needs.
Not all real estate people are realtors. If you're buying a house, you'll want to know the difference.
We're looking for a house. What can you do for us?
First, I'll take up your weekends and evenings looking at beautiful houses you couldn't possibly afford.
What?
Then I'll waste your time with houses so cramped, so small, you'll have to give away your two children.
Oh, no.
Then I'll show you a house you'll fall in love with.
Great.
Except it's located on top of a mudslide.
I think we'll go somewhere else.
Sounds good to me.
Buying a home is always an important investment. To protect it, you need the help of a professional realtor trained in financial and legal matters.
See your Realty World agents in St. George, 246 West St. George Boulevard.
Some advice now for people who can't resist those appetizing favorites at Burger King. Just don't think about them. Forget about our sizzling flame-broiled beef. Ignore the crunchy pickles, the melted cheese, the creamy mayonnaise. Pay no attention to our piping hot sandwiches. Using this simple technique, you might resist a bit when someone asks.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry for Burger King now?
Watch for breakfast coming soon to your St. George Burger King restaurant.
Keep your car running in tip-top condition by having it fully serviced at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash. At Dixie Lube Center, they'll get your car ready for that spring and summer driving ahead, no matter what make or model, even diesel models. Dixie Lube Center will be the best friend your car will ever have. Dixie Lube Center, home of great service and the best car wash in town, too. Drop in and just wait. It only takes 10 minutes for a full service job at Dixie Lube Center and Car Wash, 704 South Bluff in St. George.
You've been listening to Dixie College Basketball live from Hutchinson, Kansas with Larry Jewell on KDXU. This game has been brought to you by Capco Petroleum, the Burger King, Realty World, Alpha Realty, Olson Levitt Insurance, Tri-State Office and Music Supply, and by Western Village in Mesquite, Nevada. Associate sponsors included Hanson's Auto Body, Bateman Pharmacy, J&J Mill and Lumber, Jones Paint and Glass, and by Dixie Lube Center. Join us now for the post-game show brought to you by your friends from Hirsch Ben Franklin Ace Hardware in the Sunshine Square and now with a brand new store in the Hurricane area. This is where we take a look at the game just played, the players, the high pointmen, statistics and more, and a look at the coaches. Join us now for the post-game show on KDXU live from Hutchinson, Kansas. Now with the post-game show, here's Larry Jewell.
The second half tomorrow night remains to be seen. Let's take a quick 30-second break and be back with our final scoring totals after this.
Hirsch Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
Hirsch is the finding place for most everything on a homeowner's list of supplies.
Putty, glass, and trimmers.
There are nuts and bolts, washers.
Start the pregame and over. I haven't had any of it yet.
Gaskets and baskets, nails and pails.
When you're looking for something, it never fails. You'll find it at Hirsch Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. And the new store is open in Hurricane. Grand opening March 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Hirsch Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hirsch first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
Hirsch Ben
Franklin. Back at Edmonton, Kansas. A 90-82 victory for Dixie. With that, Dixie becomes the fourth team to move into the championship bracket of this National Junior College Athletic Association tournament. Dixie joins Punxsutawney College of Connecticut, first game winner, 90-75 over Ferrum College of Virginia. Second game matched Vincennes College of Indiana against Nebraska Western, and it was Vincennes 77, Nebraska Western 55. In the closest game of the tournament, Jamestown College kept their first game woes as they've lost the first game out time and again when they've come to this NJCAA tournament. Jamestown, very quick ball club, lost to, I guess, what could be considered the hometown favorite, Moberly College of Missouri, neighboring state. Moberly 77, Jamestown 73, and now Dixie moves on to the championship bracket with a 90-82 victory over Mercer County. Mercer County will play Thursday morning, well, actually Thursday at noon, against the loser of the Midland-West Ark game. Dixie, on the other hand, will play the winner of West Ark, the defending national champion, and Midland, in a game that has been juggled around. It was originally thought to be a 9:30 game, or an 8:30 game, if you will, Dixie time, tomorrow night. I find out that it's actually an 8:15 ball game tomorrow night, which is a 7:15 game St. George time. So we'll be on the air at 7 o'clock and not at 8:15 as we had originally thought. It will be a 7 o'clock broadcast time tomorrow evening, Dixie versus the winner of West Ark and Midland. Now, which team is Dixie? Is it the first half team or the second half team? That we hope to find out from Coach Neil Roberts when he gets up here. Hopefully he'll be able to come up and talk to us. It's a long walk from the floor side up to the broadcast booth. Let's take a quick 30-second break and then be back with the final scoring totals after this.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware.
Hearst's new store in Hurricane is open at 527 West State. And will you be surprised? We think so, but you must see it to prove it's the most up-to-date store in East Washington County. And don't miss the grand opening March 25th, 26th, and 27th. Prizes and bargains galore.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
Hearst Ben Franklin Ace Hardware. See Hearst first on Sunshine Square.
And in Hurricane.
We have a strange first day of action in Hutchinson, Kansas. Very strange first day. A lot of strange things have been taking place in these ball games. Dixie still milling around a little bit on the sidelines as a couple of the ball players have yet to go to the showers. Maybe waiting until after the first game gets underway to go take their showers. 90-82, a key part of that second half was when Dixie got the rebound. There was a rebounding foul on Carl Holmes pushing Ron Entz. Holmes fouled out of the ball game at that point. Holmes picked up a technical foul, talking to the officials after that. And then Howie Landa, protesting the officials, picked up a two-shot technical foul. Chris McMullen hit all three free throws. Dixie did not convert on the basket after they got the inbound play. But still, that seemed to take some of the oomph out of the Mercer County charge at that time. How good is Mercer County? Well, they must be a lot better with Michael Dobson than without. But they had to play without Michael Dobson, their big center. And without Dobson, that made quite a difference for Mercer. Dixie, on the other hand, playing extremely good basketball in the first half, played their hearts out and had Mercer on the run, had them down big, 19 points at the half. But then couldn't buy a basket. Missed easy layups. Layups that they normally hit. Did keep the free throw shooting red hot. And Dixie, with Chris McMullen getting a tournament record 29 free throws in this ball game. The previous record was 19 in one game by Garland Bailey, Bubba Bailey, for San Angelo College. But anyway, McMullen got that record tonight, and McMullen was the difference. The free throw line was the difference for Dixie, no matter how you look at it. That's what gave Dixie the victory. Wes Hymas, a key man, hitting four big free throws, coming down the wire and getting some key rebounds. Let's take a look at the score. Michael Everett finished the ball game, and he was one of three Mercer ball players on the floor at the end of the game. Michael Everett, five field goals, two for three from the free throw line. A total of 12 points tonight. Anthony Montgomery fouled out with 8:22 left in the game. Had seven field goals, two for two from the free throw line. 16 points against a 6.1 point per game average on the year. Montgomery, 16 points when he fouled out. Troy Stevenson fouled out with 30 seconds left in the game. Four field goals, two for three from the free throw line. A total of 10 points tonight for Troy Stevenson. Charles Thomas fouled out in the first half. With a minute one left in the first half of play, Thomas a field goal, one for four from the free throw line, a total of 3 points. Carl Holmes fouled out, and this seemed to be one of the keys for Dixie. Holmes fouled out with 14:52 left in the ball game. Holmes finished with four field goals, three for four from the free throw line, and pretty well on his average of 11.3 a game, 11 points on the night for Carl Holmes. Roosevelt Peoples fouled out with 17 seconds left in the game. finished with 5 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 14 points. That's below his season average. Mercer with 5 men in double figures and almost had a 6. As Mercer County got extremely hot in the second half, penetrated the Dixie defense, got the easy shot, and hit the easy shot. Now, 2 out of the 3 ball players that finished the game, Everett, we've already mentioned, Brad Chatterton came in late in the ball game, hit 3 field goals, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 7 points. Michael Thomas finished with 4 field goals, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, and a total of 9 points for Michael Thomas. That's the 82 points for Mercer County. Now, Dixie got their 90 points this way. Tom Roberts fouled out of the ball game with 10:28 left in the game. Did not score. Dixie lost the second ball player, Ola Dockery, with 32 seconds left in the game. Dockery fouled out with but 1 field goal, and that was early in the game. A total of 2 points. Butterfield played briefly, did not score from either the field or from the line. Rob Gentry played briefly, did not score. And Eric Ludlow played briefly late in the ball game, did not score. Steve Flint in foul trouble in the first half, had a field goal, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, a total of 3 points tonight. Eddie Benson, with just 2 field goals, did not score much in...